On this episode, semen retention myths. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thanks for listening. Today we are going to talk about semen retention and some of the myths and misconceptions out there around semen retention. Before we do that, I have a very quick favor to ask of you. While I know that a lot of you guys are brand new to the show, if that's the case, welcome. I know that a lot of you also have been listening to the show for quite some time, and you have put a lot of things into action that we talk about here on the show. I know some of you guys are coaching clients or have been in the past. The favor that I'd like to ask of you is this. If you have experienced some positive benefits or impact in your life as a result of this show or our one-on-one coaching, I would love to hear your story so that I can share that with other guys. So look in the show notes. There will be a link right at the top of the show notes for today's episode. Please go to that link and tell me very quickly about your story, about how this show, what I teach, our coaching, whatever it is, has impacted your life. It will so help other guys to hear some of the things that you have worked through and grown through and improvements that you have made. So please tell me about it so I can share it with other guys. Look for that link in the show notes. It is very quick and easy and painless process to give me that feedback and tell me more about how it has benefited you in your life. So if you could do that, I would really appreciate it. Thank you. So let's talk about semen retention. Semen retention is something that if you're listening to this show, if you have been for a while, you know the importance of this. If you're brand new to this show, that may have actually been one of the reasons that you found this show, was recognizing the importance of managing your sexual energy. And maybe you found it through searching something like NoFap, or you, for whatever reason, you started down the path of understanding more about sexual energy and about the fact that retaining our semen for longer periods of time is a very beneficial thing. But there are a lot of misconceptions and myths around semen retention that are out there. And I'm reminded of this over and over and over again, because every time I see semen retention mentioned on social media, in any place where a number of people kind of chime in the comments, there are so many ideas that get floated in these comments from people that are completely not true at all. And so I know that there is a lot of misguided information and myths out there around semen retention. So let's talk about a few of those so we can clear them up. The first one is that semen retention is about never ejaculating again. Nope, not at all. Now, you may choose to go into full monk mode, I guess, as that would be. I do not recommend that at all, and I doubt there's more than maybe a handful of guys on the planet who are going to do that. So no, semen retention is definitely not at all about never ejaculating again. What it's really about in relation to that is it's about recognizing that when we do ejaculate, it impacts us. It impacts our mind, our body, our spirit. So we need to manage that and manage it in a more mindful, intentional, and effective way. So no, it is not about never ejaculating again. It's really about ejaculating less often. And more than that, it's about, again, getting that understanding of how ejaculation affects us. And then we can choose our path, right? The next myth about semen retention is that it's about not having sex or about having less sex if you're in a relationship. I see this posted again in comments that on various social media platforms. Again, I see this pop up over and over again. Somebody will mention semen retention in an original post, and somebody will comment something that about not having sex with his wife and how, of course, he's not going to do that, right? No, it's not about not having sex or having less sex. In fact, most guys that I have spoken with and worked with who put semen retention into practice, who are in a relationship, what it most often leads to is it most often leads to more sex and better sex. So no, semen retention is not about having less sex or not having sex at all. Likewise, another myth that is out there is it's about never masturbating again, never having solo sex again. No, it is definitely not about that again. Some guys may choose that path. It's not going to be a big number. A few may. I don't recommend that path because, as I've talked about before in previous episodes, just like with other areas of our body, if we completely neglect this part of our body, if we completely neglect our sexuality, if we completely neglect our penis and the physical structure of that, there's going to be problems that arise from that. So no, it's not absolutely, semen retention is not about never masturbating or having solo sex again. What it is about, as far as that goes, it's about doing it in a different way. And just like the same thing with sex, right? We slightly shift our approach. And what happens in both of those cases, whether it's solo sex or it's sex with a partner, what happens in both cases is that both of those things get dramatically better. They get dramatically better when we shift to practicing semen retention. You are not missing out. That's another sort of idea that I think guys have, this idea that they're somehow going to miss out or have to give up something in order to practice semen retention. What it's really about is it's about trading something that's meh for something that's way, way better. That applies to solo sex. It applies to partner sex, however you are practicing it. The next myth about semen retention is that it means not having full orgasms. So this one, it depends, again, where you are in the journey and how you choose to practice it. But no, semen retention absolutely does not have to mean that you do not have full orgasms. While orgasm is a range and not a point, and we can very much get into that orgasmic range for amazing pleasure and energy building and creativity and all the things that we can tap into in that place, we can tap into that range without getting to that full level 10. However, you can absolutely have a full level 10 orgasm without ejaculating. Almost every guy out there can learn to do that. You can learn to do that too. So no, practicing semen retention does not mean that you cannot have full orgasms again. The next myth is that it will somehow get in the way or take something away from a sexually charged relationship. So this is kind of going back to that idea about not having sex or having less sex or whatever. No, that's not the case. But also, people talk about the fact that both partners, a lot of times, have in the past been in a pattern of getting pleasure out of that moment of ejaculation, right? And there's talk about how it's going to change the energy and the charge and the sexual charge of the relationship and things like that. And again, the opposite is true. Men who practice semen retention in the context of a relationship, it keeps your energetic charge, your sexual charge much higher, and it absolutely keeps the sexual charge between you and your partner much, much higher as well. It brings partners closer together. It increases that sexual charge between the two of you. It is a good thing for relationships. It is not giving something up. The last myth, and this is one that I think maybe some of you guys maybe have sort of unconsciously fallen into, and maybe I did at some point on the journey as well, right? Is this idea that somehow semen retention is a magic bullet, right? I see this, and I see this with a lot of guys who newly find their way to this path. They think that by retaining their semen, that everything in their life is going to magically change. And unfortunately, that is not the case. And actually, it's not unfortunate, because what is fortunate is that you control your destiny. You control your life. Semen retention will give you the power, the energy, the charge, the passion, but it is still up to you. It is still up to you to take the action. Semen retention will give you more physical energy to put into a workout. It's still up to you to go out and do that workout. Semen retention will give you more magnetism and energy in relationships, it's still up to you to go out and date. It's still up to you to date your current partner. It's still up to you to maintain your relationship. Semen retention will give you more energy and passion and enthusiasm and drive and creativity to build your business or career. It's still up to you to go out and do the work to do that. What semen retention will do is it will give you the foundation. It will give you the building blocks that you need. But then it's up to you to do the work. It's always going to be up to you to create the life that you want. There are no magic bullets. That applies to semen retention as well. Will it fundamentally shift the energy in your body, the charge that you have, your passion, your drive, your physical energy, your enthusiasm, your confidence? Absolutely. It will definitely change those things. And that's going to put you in a much better position to do the other part of what needs to happen, which is to go out and do the work in your life. You're going to feel more empowered to do that work. You're going to feel more able to do that work. You're going to be more excited to do that work and more willing to do it. It's still up to you to actually do it. So wherever you are on the journey, on this journey of semen retention, I would encourage you to continue to move along it. And that may be that you're very early on, you're working on giving up porn, you're working on getting away from daily masturbation ejaculation habits. Maybe you're much further along. Maybe you're retaining for long periods of time. Maybe you're having sex without ejaculating on a regular basis, and you're kind of working on getting to that point of being able to have a full level 10 orgasm without ejaculation. Wherever you are, continue to move forward on the journey. It is a very, very worthwhile journey that will pay off in big ways in your life. It takes consistency, it takes focus, it takes intention, and it takes stacking the bricks day after day after day, just like anything else. Just like your physical fitness, just like your relationships, just like your business, your career, your mental health, your sexual health, including semen retention, the way to continue to move forward is to do the work one day at a time. You retain one day at a time. You practice solo sex in the edging form one day at a time. You work on having sex with your partner without ejaculating one day at a time. Keep stepping forward on that journey. It is one of the journeys that will impact every other part of our life, as we've talked about before, which makes it such a worthwhile journey to be on. So keep stepping forward on it. Again, if you have benefited from this show, from what I teach, from coaching with me, please take a quick moment, tell me about it so I could share it with other guys. Look for the links or the link in the show notes for today's episode. It'll be right at the top of that. It takes a very quick minute to tell me about it so I can share it with other guys. I'd really appreciate it. Sending you guys good vibes. Have a kick-ass rest of your day. Keep stacking bricks. Get out there and get after it, and we'll talk to you soon.